For a temporary shorthand typist to be present at the discovery of a corpse on the first day of a new assignment, if not unique, is sufficiently rare to prevent its being regarded as an occupational hazard. Certainly, Mandy Price, aged 19 years, 2 months, and the acknowledged star of Mrs. Creeley's Nonsuch Secretarial Agency, set out on the morning of Tuesday, the 14th of September, for her interview at the Peveril Press, with no more apprehension than she usually felt at the start of a new job. An apprehension which was never acute, and was rooted less in any anxiety whether she would satisfy the expectations of the prospective employer than in whether the employer would satisfy hers. She had learned of the job the previous Friday, when she called in at the agency at 6 o'clock to collect her pay after a boring 2-week stint with a director, who regarded a secretary as a status symbol but had no idea how to use her skills. And she was ready for something new and preferably exciting, although perhaps not as exciting as it was subsequently to prove. Mrs. Creeley, for whom Mandy had worked for the past 3 years, conducted her agency from a couple of rooms above a newsagent's and tobacconist's shop off the Whitechapel Road, a situation which, she was fond of pointing out to her girls and clients, was convenient both for the city and for the towering offices of Docklands. Neither had so far produced much in the way of business, but while other agencies foundered in the waves of recession, Mrs. Creeley's small and under-provisioned ship was still, if precariously, afloat. Except for the help of one of her girls when no outside work was available, she ran the agency single-handed. The outer room was her office, in which she propitiated clients, interviewed new girls, and assigned the next week's work. The inner was her personal sanctum, furnished with a divan bed, on which she occasionally spent the night, in defiance of the terms of the lease, a drinks cabinet and refrigerator, a cupboard which opened to reveal a minute kitchen, a large television set, and 2 easy chairs set in front of a gas fire in which a lurid red light rotated behind artificial logs. She referred to her room as the cozy, and Mandy was one of the few girls who was admitted to its privacies. It was probably the cozy which kept Mandy faithful to the agency, although she would never have openly admitted to a need which would have seemed to her both childish and embarrassing. Her mother had left home when she was 6, and she herself had been hardly able to wait for her 16th birthday when she could get away from a father whose idea of parenthood had gone little further than the provision of 2 meals a day, which she was expected to cook, and her clothes. For the last year, she had rented one room in a terraced house in Stratford East, where she lived in acrimonious camaraderie with 3 young friends, the main cause of dispute being Mandy's insistence that her Yamaha motorbike should be parked in the narrow hall. But it was the cozy in Whitechapel Road, the mingled smells of wine and takeaway Chinese food, the hiss of the gas fire, the 2 deep and battered armchairs in which she could curl up and sleep, which represented all Mandy had ever known of the comfort and security of a home. Mrs. Creeley, sherry bottle in one hand and a scrap of jotting pad in the other, munched at her cigarette holder until she had manoeuvred it to the corner of her mouth, where, as usual, it hung in defiance of gravity, and squinted at her almost indecipherable handwriting through immense horn-rimmed spectacles. "It's a new client, Mandy, the Peveril Press. I've looked them up in the publisher's directory. They're one of the oldest, perhaps the oldest, publishing firm in the country. Founded in 1792. Their place is on the river. The Peveril Press. Innocent House, Innocent Walk, Wapping. You must have seen Innocent House if you've taken a boat trip to Greenwich. Looks like a bloody great Venetian palace. They do have a launch, apparently, to collect staff from Charing Cross Pier, but that'll be no help to you, living in Stratford. It's your side of the Thames, though, which will help with the journey. I suppose you'd better take a taxi. Mind you get them to pay before you leave.
Oh, that's okay. I'll use the bike.
Just as you like. They want you there on Tuesday at 10 o'clock.